USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
People would say, oh, but you appointed Jeff Sessions. I said, I did.
President Trump goes after Attorney General Jeff Sessions. During a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends, he tells co-host Ainsley Earhart, Sessions has not taken control of the Justice Department.
But I really feel, as long as this is going out, I don't have to do this, but I will stay uninvolved, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
In other news, ISIS claims its leader still alive. The terrorists releasing an audio recording, reportedly the voice of radical Muslim leader al-Baghdadi. Now, some thought he was killed in a drone strike, but his body never found. The voice on the tape calls on terrorists to attack the West. The tape runs almost an hour and asks followers to use cars, trucks, and knives to carry out terrorist attacks and kill non-believers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A huge hurricane named Lane heading toward Hawaii. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says the path still not clear.
Hawaii is going to be impacted by Hurricane Lane. The question is how bad.
One of the jurors in the Paul Manafort trial speaking out, USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team was one holdout juror away from a winning conviction against Paul Manafort on all 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. Paula Duncan joined Fox News and explained what went on behind closed doors.
We all tried to convince her to look at the paper trail. We laid it out in front of her again and again, and she still said that she had a reasonable doubt, and that's the way the jury worked. We didn't want it to be hung, so we tried for an extended period of time to convince her, but in the end, she held out, and that's why we have 10 counts that did not get a verdict.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's National Security Advisor, John Bolton, clashing with Russia's Security Secretary at a meeting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details.
After meeting with his Russian counterpart in Geneva, Switzerland, John Bolton said they did not hold a joint news conference because they disagreed in that meeting on a rather important issue.
I felt it was important to mention election meddling, but we weren't able to reach agreement on that, so we decided to go ahead. We'll each speak individually.
Bolton, however, says he made it clear at that meeting
that we wouldn't tolerate meddling in 2018 and that we were prepared to take necessary steps to prevent it from happening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People who live near the wildfires out west feeling the impact of the poor air quality. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Air quality advisories have been posted across the Pacific Northwest due to fires in the United States and Canada, many of which are still uncontrolled. Ash and smoke from the flames have impacted the air quality in many communities. Redding, California, that was devastated by the Carr fire, has seen three straight weeks of unhealthy air. Other areas in the West are also seeing smoky, hazy skies like Oregon, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. EPA researchers have noted between hospital admissions, emergency room visits, and premature deaths, wildfire smoke exposure can cost the U.S. between $11 billion and $20 billion per year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.